haunted hospital was such rubbish.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty scary.
Oh no, the vibes are all wrong. Not a single ghost to be seen.
Well, you said that you liked the supernatural.
It's just fake places like this just... They get to me a bit.
Oh. Well, okay then.
But I still enjoyed my time.
Sure.
We should do this again sometime.
No. No, I don't think we should.
Oh. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, sure it was.
Thank you, everyone, for your presence here tonight. I hope you all got your fair share of scares and shrieks here at Avis Lottery Hospital. If you could all just exit to your left there.
Hi.
Oh, Christ. Where did you come from?
I was in the group. Here, see my wristband? I have a question.
Perfect. What's your question?
Who was that?
The person walking away?
No, the other one.
Madame, that appears to be another person who took the tour. In fact, they seem to be the one that heckled me the entire way through.
Fascinating. Do you have their name?
Madame, I cannot just give out the personal details of our guests, no matter how rude they are. If you want to know their name, I'm afraid you have to ask them yourself.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
I did not get paid enough for this.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
May I just say, I love your work.
Excuse me?
What did you make of this place?
Look, I'm sorry if I ruined the tour for you two.
What? No, of course not. You have great instincts.
You think so?
Of course. I'm impressed. My name is Caroline Minx. I'm a ghost detective, and I have a proposal for you.
Oh?
You come and work with me.
Yes.
It's not much. The hours are spontaneous.
Yes.
And the work sucks.
Yes.
And honestly, there's not much in the way of job security.
God, I said yes!
Oh. Well, that was alarmingly easy. So, what's your name?
My name is Sophie Hughes.
Minx and Hughes would be a solid detective agency.
Oh yeah, it would.
Minx and Hughes. Ghost detectives.
Well...
we can workshop it. Say, Hughes, do you drink coffee?
Oh, well, sometimes. I'm really more of a tea person, though.
I can work with that.
No. No, that's not right. Come on, Sophie, you useless. There must be something in this somewhere. There's an answer to everything. I just need to find it. It doesn't make sense. Maybe Minx has an old case file on this kind of thing. Why is every book I own so bloody... Not an ounce of sense in a single one of them. I don't understand. Oh, is that the time? Minx is going to be here any minute and I need to have some kind of answer for her. Did she know? What if she never comes back in? God! The last thing she heard was me shouting at her. How long am I supposed to wait before, to call someone? God, who do I even call?
Hughes, good morning, how are you? I'll tell you, I had the best sleep last night. Slept like the dead, in fact.
Oh, please don't say that.
Oh, Wyatt, come on. We're ghost detectives. We should be allowed to make a few puns about our line of work. Don't be so serious, Gumshoe. What's up with you, anyway? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I cannot tell you quite how much I hate the way that you've just said that.
Oh, lighten up, Hughes. What even happened in here? Is that my corkboard? Why isn't it hanging up?
Oh, it's nothing. It's work.
Uh-huh. And was there a sail on string? And what is this? Oh my god. Is this coffee? Are you drinking coffee? Are you sick? Have you eaten?
Caroline, stop fussing for Christ's sake. It's half tea and half coffee, if you must know.
Oh, someone's cranky today. At least let me see if I can help with this. What is this? Crop circles? Well, I don't see what any of that has to do with us. The Illuminati? Hughes, something you want to tell me? Have you joined a cult?
Mm.
Yes, come on now. Y2K was over 20 years ago. No one talks about that anymore. Anyway, let's get this all cleaned up. This place seriously looks like a car crash.
Oh! Oh, that's it!
What on earth is going on?
Well, I don't know how to put this.
Hey, you really have me worried here. Please, look, no matter what it is, I'll try my very best to understand. Okay? Just tell me what's wrong.
Maybe you ought to sit.
Okay, fine. So, what's this about?
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and, well, a lot of thinking, as you can see. Trying to work out a theory.
Okay. A theory about what? Because this looks like it goes all the way to the top, judging by all the red string on the board.
Right, I might have got a bit carried away there, but this at least goes to the top of this detective agency.
The roof?
You.
Oh. Finally admitting I'm your boss?
You're not my boss.
Ah, whatever. Carry on.
So, first of all, you're scattered, disorganized, clinging to things that ought to be thrown out, messy.
Is there a point to this?
Disorganized to a shocking extent.
You said disorganized twice.
And while this has always been the case, it didn't used to be quite so much. Not when we first set up shop here, at least. You might be a bit of a pack rat, but at least those hundreds of files were well maintained. Now, though, look at the state of your desk.
Well, who has time to tidy up everything?
Look, I know sometimes things get a bit hectic and we all let things go, but it happens. Minx, it isn't just the office. I've seen your flat.
Which the family ghosts helped me with after Hanukkah dinner.
Sure, but it's still a lot.
Fine. Okay. Fine. I've been a bit unfocused when it comes to housework and such for a while.
And then there's the clumsiness.
So I'm not a prima ballerina. Sue me. We can't all be graceful.
But then you move like a stealthy spy somehow. It's all quiet-like.
So I'm a klutz who's light on my feet. Not the rarest breed. What's this all leading to?
I'm getting there. So, all that on its own doesn't mean much, right? I knew something was off, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Not till just now. I've solved it! I've solved the mystery!
What mystery?
Minx, think about it. Everything I've just laid out, keep it in mind. And now add this one last detail. The car crash.
The what?
The car crash! You went to run an errand before we investigated the haunting at Chris Marlowe's place, and you got hit by a car!
Hughes, are you seriously still worried about that? It was nothing. Definitely not a crash. It was more like a love tap. I got right back up.
Yes, you got right back up, but Minx!
I think I know where this is going. You're thinking I hit my head back when the car hit me or something, and it's causing some symptoms to be worried about, right? Look, you are very sweet, and I appreciate you looking out for me, but I promise I'm fine.
Look, just do me a favor, all right? Go walk through the door.
Okay. Look, whatever will make you feel better, I'm happy to do.
No, not like that. Walk through the door. Look, remember when we were investigating at Stella and Guto's place? And Guto gave us all a startle by walking through the wall. Do it like that.
Hughes, I can't.
I think you can.
Okay, now I'm concerned about you.
Ugh, but you just do it!
Fine. I will walk through the door. But when I run smack into it and bounce my head off the wood, you owe me a pizza.
Oh my god, Minx. You've done it. I can't believe. I mean, I can believe since I knew you were Minx. This is incredible. It's amazing. It's fascinating. It's Minx.
I'm dead. I don't really know what to I could use a drink.
First rinse on me.
You really don't have to.
I know. How are you feeling?
I don't know.
Ugh, no, stupid question.
No, it's fine. I'm just processing.
Yeah, it's a lot. I should apologize.
For what?
I thought you'd be happy. To have an answer for everything, for why you haven't been feeling right. I thought... I don't know. I thought you'd be relieved.
Hey, please don't feel bad about it. Clearly I needed to figure it out.
I mean, yeah, but I could have been a bit gentler with how I told you.
And be denied the opportunity for a big reveal? Never. Seriously, Sophie, I'm not mad or anything, okay? And frankly, if anyone was going to tell me that I'm, you know, I'd rather it come from you. At least it came with some flair.
I know how to put on a show.
Yeah, you do with that.
So you're really not...
I'm not. I promise.
Okay. Well, good. So, what do you think you're going to do?
I have no idea.
You don't have to rush into anything, of course.
Yeah.
Take your time. Let it sit for a while, and then you can figure out what to do.
I don't even know where to begin.
You know you don't have to do this alone, yeah? I mean, if you want to, that's fine. It's your right, but... if you need someone to talk to...
Thanks. That means a lot. And I will probably take you up on that.
Good. Oh, no.
Hmm?
I've just had a thought.
Dangerous.
Thanks. We literally earn our living detecting ghosts, and yet neither of us realize you're... How dare you laugh at my revelation that we're frauds?
Our credibility is going right out the window. Oh, God. Oh, God, I needed that.
I think if we can laugh about it, that's a good sign.
A good sense of humor binds our two great cultures.
One reason we work well together.
Yeah. So, at the risk of being cheesy, can I just say, I'm really glad we work together. And that we're friends. We're a good team. I'm glad I caught you being snarky at that haunted hospital tour that day.
I'm glad you're weird enough to walk up to a total stranger and offer them a job on the spot. And that I was weird enough to accept.
Guess it was meant to be, huh?
I think so.
Destined to be a pair of ghost detectives.
Well, one of us anyway.
I'll order new business cards.
Hughes and Minx. One who is simply a ghost detective. One detective who is a ghost and also is a ghost detective.
It doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
Not so much.
Maybe we stick with the old standby.
Hughes and Minx, ghost detectives. Yeah. Why fix what's not broken?
I'll drink to that. Hughes and Minx, ghost detectives stars the mischievous Sophie Hughes as Hughes and me, Caroline Minx as Minx. This episode was written as a team and edited by Caroline. This episode also featured the majestic Kalila Roney as the underpaid tour guide and the captivating Katie Yeomans as the unfortunate Tinder date. Find us on Twitter at Hughes and Minx and give us a shout if you've got any haunting happenings going on. See you next season.